I never said that. Absolutely. We're on week like 400. I'm just kidding. I think we're on week like 4 or 5 maybe. But I will tell you along the way, man, we have had some light bulb moments. Some things have gone off and we've said, oh, that's what that means. Or, oh, yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool. Yeah. So we've learned along the way, probably the most important thing is that we learned that Adam and Eve didn't really eat an apple. That was life-changing for us, right? Yeah, if you've been along on that journey. They ate a fruit. Yeah, the Bible says they ate a fruit. That's a joke. You guys are supposed to laugh. Come on, that was funny. That was funny. That doesn't really change our life very much. Same thing with Jonah. Jonah wasn't swallowed by a whale. He was swallowed by what? A fish, a big fish, right? Right. Now, we've learned some kind of Jeopardy answer questions like that, but we've also learned some big deal things. Like, we talked about last week, like, is God's a mystery, and we can't know the will of God. And we popped that bubble last week, man, of you can know the will of God. The Bible talks about what the will of God is, you know? All you got to do is read it. And if it doesn't say what it is, the God promises to speak to you as you spend time with him, and he'll let you know what he thinks, for sure. So we're going to continue today on our journey with God Never Said That. And we're going to talk about, this is probably the most challenging of the messages. Something that I got to say at the beginning, you know, that God loves you. He wants you blessed, abundant life. You know, smile now because the journey we're going on is weeping and gnashing of teeth pretty much. No, I'm just kidding. No, but we're going to work through some stuff. And we're going to start with this statement right here. How many of y'all have heard this? Christians shouldn't judge others, right? Now, you're either like, yeah, that's absolutely right, or, oh, man, yeah, I've heard that, but, boy, I don't know what to do with that. Like, I don't know what the Bible says about judging. Like, are we supposed to? Are we not supposed to? You know, I hear people say, you know, you're a Christian, you shouldn't judge me, that kind of stuff. Like, is that right? Is it not right? Help, you know? Hey, I'm here to help you. You're in a good place this morning because we're going to get into this and we're going to figure out, are Christians supposed to judge? Now, I'm going to set you up because I'm going to show you some pictures where you're going to judge things and we'll go from there, all right? So check this first picture out. What about this? What happens with this, huh? Cheaters, man, cheaters, right? Instant judgment. Yeah. In case you didn't know, we're pro Colts, man. We love Andrew Luck. I know. I'm sorry. Hey, we judge that. What about this picture? Yeah. That could happen next week, y'all. Weather changes quick up here. I'm just kidding. No, but man, we judge that. When it's dumping snow and we got to go clean our car off, we either have one of two things happen. Either you're cleaning your car off and you are mad, or you decide after that, you're leaving and you're going to Florida. You're done. You're done with this. We judge the snow. We hate the snow. Pastor Charlie says it's from the devil, man. And that stuff is cold and he doesn't think it's going to be in heaven. So instant judgment, man. Instant judgment. We make judgments all the time. What about this one, guys? You can relate to this. Your wife says, hey, won't you come hang out with me? It'll be a good time, right? Like 20 hours later, you know, this is where you're ending up. Yeah. She thinks it's awesome, and you're like, I'm done. Absolutely. Things that we judge. Now, the last one that I've got for you this morning is a little more serious. When we think of judgment, this is usually what we think of, right? We think of heaven and hell. We think, hey, are you saved? You going to heaven? You know, if you died today, would you meet Jesus? Where would you spend eternity? You going to heaven or you going to hell? Is that right? Is that judging people? As Christians, are we allowed to do that? What's the Bible say about that? What do you think, you know? And the verse that's always quoted when we talk about judgment is Matthew 7, verses 1 through 2. So let's look at that. It says, judge not that you be not judged. Absolutely. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. Now, we could stop here and say, the Bible says, judge not that you be not judged. So, Christians shouldn't judge. End of story. Turn the iPad off. We'll pray and we'll go home. There's a little bit more to that, though. That verse is two verses. How many of you know that if you don't get the whole picture, you can take things kind of out of context? Yeah. Same thing with the will of God. You take one verse that says we can't know about God. That's not true. Read the whole context of the verse and see what's going on. Check it out. Check it out. So let's look at the whole verse combined here. So we'll start again. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. All right, hold on. Here we go. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? The Bible says, hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So this morning, we're going to talk about first. The first thing we have to hit is judgment right or is judgment wrong? What do we do with that? That's our first question. Can I propose to you this morning, if you take those first two verses, you would say judgment, absolutely wrong. The Bible says not to do it. If you read the rest of the verses, you see that there's somebody's being judged here. And he talks about planks and specks, and it talks about not the what of judgment. Is judgment right or wrong? What Jesus is trying to talk to you about is the how of judgment. Judgment, you're gonna judge things, and judgment is okay for a believer. It is okay to judge things, but how? How do we judge things? Do we judge them like the plank, you know, and the speck? Because that's unhealthy judgment. Jesus is saying, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Now, this context of verses, this is written, Jesus had healed a bunch of people. They all followed him. He goes, there's a bunch of people following him. He goes up to a mountain so he can talk to all these people, a big amphitheater, you know. And so it's called the Sermon on the Mount. And he starts out, and this is like three or four chapters of stuff. It's written in red in your Bible. So Jesus is talking to these people. Now there's different people in the crowd. He's talking to people that are following him. He's talking to people that may have just got healed, you know, and are kind of checking things out. He's talking to people that maybe have heard of Jesus, but want to kind of see what's going on. But he's also talking to a different group of people too. He's talking to people called the Pharisees. They were here too. They were a part of this crowd. And the Pharisees were awful, awful at speaking the word of God and judging people, but not to help anybody. They were trying to get people stuck, trying to say, hey, you don't measure up. Hey, what are you doing, you dirtbag? So Jesus calls him out and says, hey, if this is how judgment works, man, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. You got a plank in your own eye and you're trying to help somebody with a speck. What are you doing? What are you doing? So you got to know this morning, judgment for Christians is not bad. Judgment for Christians is a good thing. But we want to talk this morning then about how. How do we judge? How do we do it in a healthy manner? What's the Bible say about how we do it? Now, just like Jesus was talking to different people, man, we hear all kinds of things in our culture when we talk about judgment. We hear first people say like, well, only God can judge me, right? You've heard that before. Only God can judge me. Don't judge me. Only God can judge me. Well, I got a verse for you. Psalm 50, verse 6. It won't be up on the screen. I'll just read it to you. It says, let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is a judge. That's pretty clear. How many of you would agree that God is a judge? Absolutely. 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 The Bible says that. So that phrase, only God can judge me, is kind of true, but it's kind of not. God will judge you. He's a judge, but he's not the only one. He's not the only one. We have a place in that. We have a place in that, and we can either choose to have healthy judgment or we can have unhealthy judgment. And I would dare to say we're pretty good at unhealthy judgment. We just throw it out there. You know, this is right, this is wrong. You do with it what you want, for sure. The other thing that we hear in our culture is that Christians, man, we should just love everybody, right? Just love me. You're a Christian, man. You're supposed to love, right? Don't tell me I'm doing something wrong. Just love me, right? But that love is defined as, hey, don't tell me what I'm doing wrong. Just tolerate it. Just put up with it. It's acceptance. It's you swallow the whole thing at one shot, you know? Don't tell me I'm doing anything wrong. Tell me that everything's okay, that I'm thumbs up for everything. And boy, that gets you in a ditch. As Christians, that's not how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to love people, but our love has a different definition than everything you do, I'm a thumbs up for. I don't care what you do, you know, because I love you. I love you. So let's get into this. Let's get into this. The danger is that if we have unhealthy judgment, it silences us in the end. Either one of two ways. Either you're here this morning and you don't know what the Bible says about judgment. You've heard stuff, but you don't know what's really true. So you're not going to put yourself out there or stand on anything. Something will come up, like in the news this week, and you'll say, hey, I don't know what to do with that. Like, I know it's not right, but do I say anything? Like, do I not say anything? Like, what do I do? Either that's going on and you're quiet, or number two is you've had unhealthy judgment and you're judging all kinds of stuff coming at you. But in the process of that, the Bible talks about that judge not lest you be judged. When you have unhealthy judgment, man, that stuff comes back at you. You throw a right punch and somebody's coming in with a left hook, you know, twice as hard. And you get to the point where, man, I'm tired of judging stuff. I keep getting whooped. And I'm beat up, torn up from the tail up, man, and I give up. I give up. I'm not sharing my opinion with you anymore. Because you just turn it around and you throw it in my face. But ultimately, you're quiet. You're quiet. You're either beat up or you don't know what to do. But you came to Abundant Life Church this morning. Man, and this is going to be a blessing to you. I don't have all the answers, but I got a few things figured out. God and I spent some time together this week. Yeah. So how do we judge? Healthy versus unhealthy. That's what we need to figure out. So I've got a story for you. I was in college, went to college in South Georgia. I grew up a Georgia boy. So I like sweet tea, you know, fried chicken, Georgia Bulldogs, man, I'm all in. Yeah. So I go to college in South Georgia. I got a bachelor's degree. My freshman year, I live in a dorm with seven other guys. We're sharing like a suite. So we have four rooms with two guys in each. We share a living room and share a bathroom. Now, we're dudes, so that place was never like spotless or anything, you know? Yeah, come on now. If you got sons, you know what's going on. We're living there, and I've got this one roommate who just is not keeping his end of the bargain of keeping things clean. His room is, he's not throwing stuff away, food's sitting in there, you know, he's not washing his clothes. Anyway, his room begins to stink, and he has a roommate. So his roommate and I decide, you know what, hey, we'll talk to him, you know, help him out, tell him, hey, you know, just in case you weren't aware, you know, your room smells bad, you can do something about it. So we go and we talk to him and we say, hey, you know, would it be all right if you cleaned your room? You know, we'd really appreciate it. The rest of us would really appreciate it. And he said, okay. So he goes into his room for about 10, 15 minutes. He comes back out and puts three sticky notes on his door. And they say this: judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And the measure you use, it'll be measured back to you. That is out of whack, y'all. Come on now. You know that's not what that's talking about. That is not what that's talking about. That was unhealthy judgment. And that wasn't even our heart in, hey, clean your room up. No, we're not judging you. Just pick your stuff up, bro. Come on, man. Come on now. So we can use judgment in all kinds of different ways. Some of it's healthy, some of it's unhealthy. But I want to challenge your thinking this morning. Now wrap your head around this. We didn't talk to my roommate about cleaning his room because we were mad at him. We didn't talk to the roommate about cleaning his room because we were angry or we wanted to beat him up or we wanted to cuss him out or call him dirty names, you know, or whatever. We wanted it because his way that he had his room was infringing on us. His room smelled bad and we could smell it. Can I propose to you this morning that judgment, our view of judgment is off. Our view of judgment is that judgment is always a punishment. When you get judged, it's because you've done something wrong, and it's a punishment. But the Bible talks about judgment in a different way. It talks about judgment not so much as punishing the wicked, but as protecting the righteous. We judged his room because his room smelled bad to us, and we would like it not to smell bad. So it really didn't have anything to do with him. It had everything to do with us. It's the same way that Why do we put people in jail? Because they've done something wrong, right? Let's play it out. You know, you speed, you got caught doing whatever, something. All right, you get thrown in jail, right? Is that a punishment? Yeah, it's a punishment. But what's the bigger deal? Why does the judge say, hey, you need to spend 6 months here? or you need to spend 40 years here. It's to separate that person from the rest of society. Because the rest of society needs to function kind of without you. Not you. Kind of without that person going on. You guys aren't going to jail. Come on now. But it needs to function without that person for a while. Because the functioning of society, the righteousness of society, the flow of society is more important than you, than that person jacking up. So it's a punishment, but the more important thing is protecting everybody else. Judgment's the same way. Judgment's the same way. It's a shift in thinking. The definition for judgment that I found, this will blow you guys away, because we thought judgment was such a big deal. You know, judgment. Oh. Judgment's defined as an opinion or a decision that is based on careful thought. That's it. A decision or an opinion based on careful thought. We make judgments all the time. All the time. So if we're going to have healthy judgment this morning, where are we going to start? With you? Nah, man, we're going to start with me. With me. I got to start with me. That verse talks about a plank and a speck. I got to start with me, man. I got a plank, you know? I got something that I need to work on. God is a respecter that he says, you know what? You're worth working on and fixing before I go move on to other people. I care about you enough that let's spend some time honing you in. For real. So we judge ourselves. That's where we have to start. We have to learn how to judge ourselves. And you say, Toph, I don't know how to do that. What's that look like? Well, judging myself is making choices. But the more important thing that you got to know about judging yourself is you can make choices with things that you have authority over. An example, my son. I've got three kids. The middle one just turned 5. His name is Levi. Levi's an awesome kid. My son has a birthday this past Thursday. He turned 5 years old. So we're celebrating Hulk and Iron Man, and, you know, we got it going on. We got balloons everywhere, and we're having a good time. So how do I judge things that are under my authority? Is that okay? Is that okay? So I've got my son, you know, we're having birthday cake and ice cream, and if I would let him just go, he would eat the whole cake probably, you know, and eat all the ice cream, you know? But that's not the right thing to do, obviously. If you're a parent in the house, man, you know, you can't let your kids do that too much or you'll have to clean up a mess later on. Yeah, so I tell Levi, I say, hey, why don't you can have a piece of cake and maybe a couple scoops of ice cream, and then let's do something else, you know? Number one, I want you getting sick. Number two, I don't want you bouncing off the walls because I got to chase you around. That's a judgment on my son. I judged him. I said, this is what is allowable under my authority. You can have a piece of cake and some ice cream, and that's it. That's okay as a Christian, man. Do that. Do that. You can judge things that are under your authority. Now, if I go down the street to my neighbor's kid, and I go in their house, and I say, hey, you can have one piece of cake and 2 scoops of ice cream. He's gonna look at me like, we don't even have cake in our house, man. What are you doing? How do you know that would be out of place, right? Why? I have no authority over that kid, my neighbor. I don't have any authority. I have no say into his life. But I do have say into what God has given me to steward. It's the same thing. You think about the police and you think about authority. The Kokomo City police can't go drive over to Indianapolis and take somebody out, you know, or investigate something. That's out of their authority, their jurisdiction. Indiana State Police, they have the whole state of Indiana, right? But if you're in Georgia, there's a different set of police that take care of things down there. The police is a perfect example of operating within your authority. They make judgments within their authority. We have to learn to make judgments within our authority. Now you say, Toph, that sounds easy. I make judgments in my authority all the time. Yeah, that's easy, but the hard part is we judge things out of our authority all the time. All the time. I'll tell you about what you wear and how I don't like it, which is not my authority, man. It's not my authority, you know? I'll make a judgment on, oh, you went and saw that movie? What kind of person are you? Man, that has nothing to do with me, right? That has nothing to do with me. It's out of my authority. We'll talk in a minute about how to have healthy judgment with others. But we have to remember to have healthy judgment in our authority. So what do we do? What do we do about other people? Situations, things that come up on the news, you know, stories we hear about, friends that come over and say, hey, I did this, or I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? What do we do there? Because there's judgments being cast there. How do we have healthy judgments in the midst of that? I'm glad you asked. Let me help you this morning. I'm glad you asked. Our first thing that we have to know, we have healthy judgment based on God's love. That's where we got to start. Once we've judged ourselves, once we're in a place where we have a relationship with God and things are growing and moving and being shaped on the inside of us, then as we encounter other people, we have to start with making judgments based on God's love. Absolutely. So let's go to the chapter of love in the Bible. How many know where that's at? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tells you about love. So let's read it. It says, love suffers long and is kind. It does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not what? Puffed up. It's not puffed up. Now let's look at verse 6. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. We've got to have a picture of God's love, that it doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It doesn't just say, hey, everything's cool. You do what you want to do, man. Right, wrong, I don't care. Levi, eat the whole cake, man. Whatever, I love you. No, it doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It rejoices in the truth. It rejoices in the truth. Be a person of truth. Be a person of truth. You got to know God's love. We make healthy judgment based on rejoicing in the truth, not in iniquity. So we move from God's love. You can take these. I got three of these. So God's love is the first point. The second point is we make healthy judgments based on God's word. The word of God. The word of God. Got a scripture for that one too. Let's read this. But the natural man, 1 Corinthians 2:14, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Talking about people that don't know Jesus. They're foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Check this out, y'all. But we have what? The mind of Christ. You can claim that this morning, man. You have the mind of Christ. If anybody in this world is going to make right, healthy judgments, it's got to be believers. It's got to be believers. We have the mind of Christ. That's what that word says. That's what that word says. So we make healthy judgments based on God's love, but also based on the word of God. What it says is right is 100% right. What it says is wrong, then is 100% wrong. It's not based on it's not based on my opinion. It's not based on like what I ate for breakfast, how I'm feeling, you know, what's going on. It's based on that this word never fails. And I can anchor myself to it. And it's more than me saying, hey, God's got a better plan for you. You know, come on. Hey, man, that's awesome that you're doing this. That's great. When you anchor yourself to God's word, it's not based on your opinion or your feelings. It's based on something that is consistent. It's been consistent forever past, and it'll be consistent forever future, man. Forever future. So we have healthy judgment based on God's love, based on God's word. But this one's key. Based on God's wisdom. Based on God's wisdom. Absolutely. Let's look at this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 says, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. The Pharisees, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees at Sermon on the Mount, saying, hey, you're a hypocrite. What are you doing? The Pharisees were masters of the law. They could quote the whole thing. They knew 10 commandments. They knew what the law said. They knew all about it. But that was it. And when they encountered you, it was either you know the law and you're doing what it says, or you're not doing what it says. Now, how many of you know there are a ton of laws that God has in the Old Testament that no man can live up to? The point of that thing was to say, hey, you can't do it all, and you need a Savior. You need somebody that can do it all, because there's only one that can, and his name was Jesus. But the letter kills. You think about the Pharisees bringing the adulterous woman to Jesus. They drag this lady to Jesus. Did they love her? No. Did they want her hurt? Yeah. Did they want her killed? Yeah. They were going to stone that lady. The letter of the law kills, man. There's no wisdom there from God. There's a push of this is what the word of God says, and here's the consequence. That'll kill you. But the Spirit of God gives life. The word says the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, and he lives in you as a believer. You have power inside you that, man, you don't even know about. You don't even know about. Untapped potential. Untapped potential. The Spirit gives life. When you read the Word of God, with just the Word, without the Spirit, you get things like John 3:16. We all know that. You know, and it goes, for God so loved the world, you know, that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's what the black and white letters say, you know, maybe red, if it's Jesus talking. That's what your word says. But how many of you know when you put the Spirit of God, the Spirit who wrote this Bible through men, the Spirit that lives on the inside of you, when you read that verse, it says, for God so loved the world. That's a big love. That's a big love. I have a hard time wrapping my mind around a big love like that. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. He gave the best that he had to give so that you wouldn't perish. He didn't want you to die. He didn't want you broken up, torn up, so that you wouldn't perish, but you could have everlasting life, life eternal. God values you enough that he wants to spend eternity with you. That's the Spirit of God that moves on the inside, that says there's more to that verse than just the black and white letters of it. The Spirit of God. So to have healthy judgment, man, you got to know God's love, God's word, and not most importantly, but God's wisdom. You have to make judgments based on God's word, God's love, and God's wisdom. Those are vitally important. Vitally important. So do this with me. Check this out. Take your right hand. If you don't know your right from your left, put your fingers up. No, just kidding. Take your right hand and cover up your right eye. All right? Now that you have your right eye covered, what can you see? You can see everything to your left, right? You can see everything to, I got it about right here. I lost my hand. Okay? Put your hand down. I lost a whole section of my vision when I cover up one eye. The same thing happens if we just decide, I'm going to make judgments based just on God's love. Just on God's love. Right? If we just make judgments based on God's love, we lose a whole section. So that ends up looking like this. Hey, you know, kids' ministry's down there. We love your kids like God loves your kids. So we're going to let them, if they want to go to class, they can go to class. If they want to go outside, they can go to outside. You know, because we love them. We love your kids. And we're going to take up offering here in a little bit, you know. And we love you so much that if you want to give, man, give. If you want to take some out of that bucket, take some out of the bucket. We love you. We won't judge you. We won't judge. Can you tell that's out of whack? That's out of whack. That doesn't do anything, man. In that scenario, just God's love, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You're not helping anyone. And you're going to get yourself in trouble if you're taking offering out of the bucket. Don't do that. All right, now take your left hand. Cover up your left eye. I know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Right? You can see all the way to the right. You can put your hands down now. And then you lose it for over here. Same thing with God's word. Now, you're more familiar with these guys because this is kind of what the Pharisees were. You've seen these people hanging out signs, you know, of turn or burn, you know, going to heaven, you going to hell. I don't really care about you as a person or what you have going on. I just know that God's word says, you know, that if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell. That's it. That's it. Turn or burn, man. Turn or burn. Fire and damnation. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's what I'm about. You know? Can you tell that's out of balance, man? There's no value of people in that. There's value of this is what the word says. This is what's right. And if you don't agree, you're a loser. Pretty much. Pretty much. But the important thing that we have to know is we take God's love and we take God's word, and what brings those together is God's wisdom, where you can open both of your eyes and see up and down and all around your peripheral vision. You can see everything. You can have a 20/20 vision of what's going on. But it takes God's love. You can't have it without God's love. And you can't have it without the Word of God. That's what you anchor yourself to. And it takes the wisdom of God, more than just reading what that Word says, but spending time of, God, what does this mean? God, what does it mean? What does it mean when the Bible says, judge not lest you be judged? Is it okay if I judge things? Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But how? How are you judging them? Is it healthy or unhealthy? Are you pointing people's specs out when you got planks in your eye? Because that word, if you would follow it out, says that he wants you to be healed of that plank so that you can help other people with specs in their eye. But that takes a combination of God's love, God's word, and God's wisdom. Absolutely. Now, I wrote this. This isn't in the Bible, but I think it's cool. It says, when we can be free from the planks in our lives and we can see others through God's love, God's word, and God's wisdom, we'll be able to see God then change people's hearts and lives as he's done for us. So it's bigger than just you judging someone. That's right. That's wrong. I can't believe they did that. You're addicted to what? What are you doing? Knucklehead, come on. It's bigger than that. It starts by judging yourself. God wants a relationship with you because he has better for you than what you can imagine. And you can't do it on your own. He values you enough to work on you and then spend eternity with you. He likes you that much. He paid a big price for you. Paid a big price for you. So in the process of us working on ourselves, maybe looking inward, judging me, you know, what do I have authority over that I can judge? That I can begin to implement love and wisdom and the word in my life? What can I do to help love and have the word and wisdom for my kids, you know, for my spouse, for my job, for the movies that come into my house, you know, the food that we eat, the things that I have dominion over, authority over? Where can I, let me start there. Let me work on this plank hanging out of my eye. God wants to work on the plank hanging out of your eye. And you know what the funny part is? I think we all have planks, you know? And you may say, no, I don't have a plank, but we can see yours. It's hanging out of your eye, bro. Just saying, you can't hide that thing. You can't hide that thing, you know? And you really can't help anybody with a big hunk of wood hanging out of your face. God wants to heal that thing. God wants to take whatever that thing is in your heart, slowly pull it out, you know, and then put some medicine on it, you know, cover it up, bandage it up, let it heal. God wants to do that so that you can move to say, then judgment for a believer is healthy because it looks like this. It says, hey, man, I know you're addicted to that thing. You know, man, I used to be there. I used to be there. Probably even worse than you were. Not that that makes a big difference, but yeah, I used to be there. And you know what? Man, God healed me. I used to have this big thing that I couldn't get out of my face. You know, I would run into things and hurt myself with it. And God took that thing away from me, man. And I'm a better person because of it. God healed me. And in the process, God and I got to spend time together. And I've learned a ton about him. So would you mind if I prayed for you and helped you? You know, when you feel like you need to go do that thing that's not right, man, call me. Call me. I used to be there. I used to be there. You know, I love you enough to tell you the truth and enough to say, hey, I can be patient with you and I can be kind to you while you walk through your process too. Because I've been plank delivered now, and I want you to be plank delivered too. Because the Word of God says this, and it means this. Here's the application. And I know that God can do big things in you, and I just get to kind of hang out and watch and cheer you on in the process. How many of you'd like to have some judgment like that? We all would. We all would. Nobody in here is doing everything perfect. Man, you'd love for somebody to come along beside you and say, hey, I realize what you're doing isn't right. And you know it's not right. But let me walk through this process with you. Healthy judgment. God's love, God's word, man, and God's wisdom. You can't have that without spending time with God. First, you can't have it without having a relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God, you don't understand anything I'm talking about. You know? You think I'm nuts. Which may be true. I don't know. But if you have a relationship with God, man, things are different for you. And you can grow in this. Now, I said at the beginning, I don't have all the answers to judgment. I don't have an answer for every situation that comes your way to say, hey, this is what you should do, or this is right. But this book does. This book does, and this Father that loves us, he does. He does. And love that comes out of me, you know, because God loves me, it does too. And when I combine those with word and love and I bring them together with wisdom, I can see you in the light that I'm supposed to see you in. And I can help you rather than just judge you and it hurt you. So if you're here this morning, man, and you've had unhealthy judgment for years, or you've not known what to do, can I tell you, you're in good company this morning. I don't think anybody in here is perfect. I know not everybody's perfect. And can I tell you that even in unhealthy judgment, God still wants a relationship with you. God says he forgives you, you know? He wants you to grow. He wants you to be able to impact the world for his kingdom. And that's making healthy judgments, y'all. The world without this church in it, without us knowing the word of God, man, is torn up. And if we don't say anything, we're doing it no good. You have a responsibility to have healthy judgment for your friends, for your family, for the culture. You don't have to throw it in their face. We're taking love and we're taking the word and we're combining them with wisdom so that we can impact generations. Absolutely. So if you've missed it here this morning, man, I'm gonna pray for you. If you feel like you've done a good job, I'm gonna pray for you too. We've all got some room to grow in judgment. But it's a healthy thing. As a believer, you can do it. Just do it the right way. Do it the right way. Start with yourself. Let God in, collide with your world. And then move on to being able to judge things that come into your world, healthy-wise. All right, bow your heads. Let me pray for you.